T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Trump administration is canceling close to $1 billion in funding for the state's high-speed rail project, also demanding the state return $2.5 billion already spent. It comes after Governor Gavin Newsom said during his State of the State speech that instead of building a line from San Francisco to Los Angeles, the state would first focus its efforts on the line between Merced and Bakersfield.
Let's be real. The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long.
So, Phil, Governor Newsom is kind of he is kind of putting this in perspective of its political retaliation from the Trump administration because the state of California is one of the many states suing the administration over the wall.
Well, I think that's Gavin putting a spin on this, and because he's got egg on his face. Let's just be honest about it. In his State of the State address, he caught just about everybody unawares that he was basically putting the brakes on high-speed rail, saying that, like a lot of Californians, that it's costing too much and it's going to take too long to build and it's not going to work out. So he was saying, we're going to go from Bakersfield to Merced. Now, I'm not sure what that did with the White House, but I know that the Department of Transportation was not happy with that and that it wasn't cleared with them before that, and they're the ones that agree on the funding. And you're right, they are threatening to put the brakes on close to $1 billion towards high-speed rail and asking for the money to be given back, saying that California hasn't followed the rules for how to spend matching funds from the federal government. And so it's not good news for California. It's not good news for the governor.
Any sense of how this plays out from here? I mean, what are the next steps for both sides?
Well, California is going to wait and see what the feds do. Now, the feds, if they can always, they can always take it to court. But I got to tell you that the thing here is that there's $1 billion, almost $1 billion in funding that's in Washington, and if they don't want to send that check, they don't send it. All right, you can go to court and you can scream up and down until you're blue in the face, but you know they're holding that money. Now the second part of it gets scary too, because what it was is the original deal was that for every dollar that the feds gave California, we in California were supposed to match it with our bond money, and we got a pass on that under the Obama administration in order to get the railway up and running. It was a jobs project. It was to be an example to the country. So they sort of fudged on that and said, you know, we can spend the federal money first. Well, so Gavin Newsom's saying, I'm not going to send it back because, you know, it's already spent. But I read the Department of Transportation letter, and in there is this clause that was kind of scary that basically says, oh, by the way, you know, if we don't get that money back, we can move to garnish other money coming to the state. In other words, they can say, okay, you're not going to pay that back, then you don't get this. So it's, you know, in the days when we're trying to get the infrastructure going, this was, looks like a case of where Gavin, you know, got it a little bit ahead of himself. I'm not sure if he was clear on what he was saying. His people quickly redacted, saying that, no, he wasn't putting the kibosh on high-speed rail. But that's how they read it at the Department of Transportation, and they weren't happy about it. And that's what we're seeing now is, how do you work it out? I don't know if the governor comes out with a statement saying, let me clarify, or where it goes from here, because you got, you know, politics and ego involved, too, and with the Trump administration, so anything could happen.
So does the state go to court to get to stop them from getting that money back?
Yeah, you can try, Patty. You can take the thing to court, but when you're in court, you're tied up in court. And California can hold on to that money, and Washington can turn around and say, "Well, you're holding on to it, so you're not getting this." But meanwhile, you know, possession's 9/10 of the law. If you got the money, you're okay. If somebody else has got the money you're supposed to get, and they're not giving it, you got a problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.